We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Yutesim Beis, and we're starting on top of Daf Yutesim Beis, continuing with the Edim She'en Yoidim Lachsim. Tanya Kavasei the Rab. Rab says that if Edim don't know how to sign, what you do is you carve out the signatures on a piece of cloth. Tanya Kavasei the Rab, Edim She'en Yoidim Lachsim. If Edim don't know how to sign, Mekarim Lehem Niyar Chalok, you carve out a blank paper, and you fill up the Kroyim with ink. That's how they sign. So it sounds like with the Tanna Kamma and any type of star, you can use this kula, not dafka by gittin. Only by gittin with the shayla vaguna. But by get shechra and all other stars, im yoidim likrois. If they know how to read the star, velachsoim choisvim. If they know how to read and sign, then they use those edim. Velav in choisvim, you do not use those edim. Freit the Gemara, kriya mount the karshme. Whoever talked about kriya, did you see anything about Tanna Kamma about kriya? So tomorrow, chesuriyam echshav al ketani. Edim she'en yoidim likrois. If edim don't know how to read, karem lifnei, read in front of them. And like Tosfos explains in the Tesem Abayz, that's not a problem edim pa, because the edim saw the maisa, but now they have to sign the star. They don't know what the star says, so you let her read it to them. That's just a gila milsa. So possibly two edim. We'll see in the Gemara later on. Maybe one edim certain time could be enough, but two edim read it for them. You know, two people read it for them, and they know what it says. Now they can sign it. They can sign. So, read it for them. When they sign, if they can't sign, then you rip out, you carve out the name on the cloth. On Rosh Hashanah, no, only by gittin, because of agunos. If you know how to read and sign, they don't sign. And Taka Tzahara, you have to know exactly what is wrong with reading to them. What is wrong with them, with the carving out the signature for them on the paper. What is wrong with that? Yeah, it sounds like that's not the Chathchila, because Chathchila, you have to have the Edim themselves read it and sign it. That's a stronger Edis. They sign it, their own signature, and their own reading, that's better. And only Tzahimach on this Kula when it comes to Aguna, when it comes to Get. Omar Abulazo, my time of Shimon Gamil, why was he allowed it? Why, if he held it was wrong, why did he allow it by Gittin? Shlo yiyo b'noiz Yisrael agunois. So b'noiz Yisrael should not be agunois. Because sometimes the husband's running away, and he says, right now I'll give a get. And you have no edim, you can just take two people from the street. So as long as the kosher edim, even though they don't have a sign, you'll do this kula. Omar Rav, alok yor Shimon Gamil, pasak yor Shimon Gamil, which means that only by Gittin we allow this. Rav Gamda, b'shmei de Rav, Omar, ain't alokha, we don't paskin like Rosh Shimon Gamil, Vela Kaman. So who do you pass like the Rabbanon? Which means that you let her do always. You let her do this chesima all the time. Vahu David over the Bashar Staris. There was a story that we had on the bottom of an aleph where someone Bashar Staris used this kula of scratching out the name. Vinag de Rav Kana. We kind of put him in the cherim. Zok the Gemara Tirgma Kriya. When we said halacha like the Tanakama, we meant on the Kriya. That's where we mukh makel. But by chasim ataka, we hold like Rav Kana. If you don't know how to sign, there we go like Rav Kana that you should not do it by shar staros or by get shechur, only by getin. Rav Yehuda mitzdar kari v'chasim. Rav Yehuda was older and he had to sign, and it was hard for him to read. He worked hard to read it himself and sign. So you see that he was makbun this. Amalei ula loitzriches. The Rav Loza, you don't have to do that. The Rav Loza maro der tishol. Rav Loza was maro der tishol, which Rashi says baki mikol chaveira. Masech Zida says why was he called maro der tishol? He was actually a big baki in Maris. So he was a baki in Eretz Yisrael. He was maro der tishol, considered like the Ravon shall call Eretz Yisrael. And karu kamei v'chasim. They read it from him and he signed it. So if he wasn't worried about it, you don't have to worry about it. Rav Nachman. Karu kamei safri daini v'chosim. Rav Nachman, safri daini, one of the sefer of the yonim, used to read in front of him and he signed. So it's really an eid echad. But dafka Rav Nachman safri daini this loim. So dafka Rav Nachman and the sefer of the dayanim who are scared of him. Rav Nachman was chasda the bein esia. He was the son-in-law of the bein esia. And all the Dayanim were appointed by the Bein Asiyah, so they were scared of him, so they weren't going to play any games. And therefore, you could trust it. Rav Nachman and Safri Achina, Rav Nachman and other Seferim, or Safri Adayin, if it is Chirin Aloy, that's not enough. Which means is, it's Masal and Taisa of Tesla and Beis, means then you need two Adim. If you look at Taisa's on the Tesla and Beis, they're Masal Kairim, Taisa says, we speak to AMPH, Loiva AMPH, Ain't Shrik Lahoid al Ikra myself, Shaim Shakakas Bashar, Zok Taisa's, O Boy Shnaim Kairim, you need two people to read. Oh, yeah, filu yachid, Rav Nachman was safri daini, this little emsa. That's Tosfos Daf Tesla Beis. So you see what it means is, Rav Nachman was saying he was being soymach at 1-8. Zot the Gemara Baita. Rav Papa, kev osa kameh shtoro parsoi, the ovek rekoyu shal nachrim, Sometimes Rav Papa, when someone came with him with a Persian star, it was made in a non-Jewish bezdin, but in an established court. So halacha is, it's a good star, for shar star is for sure. Mikri lehu, and he doesn't know what it says. So now, the guy walks in with a star that he owns that building. Okay, very good, but I can't read the star. So you need someone to read it. But who can you trust? So Mikri lehu, he brought in two non-Jews, one not in front of the other one, and he tells him, hey, read the star. Masiach v'tumah. He doesn't tell him why he's reading it. And if they read it, and they read it, and it says exactly what it's supposed to say, that he owns that building, then umagbe mishab, he even go and collect mishabadim for someone else took this, whatever the case is, he'll even collect from mishabadim through the star. Because the star of our koyes has a coil, and therefore you collect mishabadim. Because the Gemara on daf Yuralef and Aleph says that by star pasoy, you cannot collect from mishabadim. That's talking about, actually, where it's made in a non-Herkoyes Bezdin. It's made in a Hedyot Bezdin. Since it's not made in a Bezdin of Herkoyes, therefore it has no coil. Rashi speaks it over here. Hadrim Parakama, Bnei Chayri, Lemeshavdi, Benasib, Hedyot, the less they call it. It has no coil. Zogdim Maravaita, Om Ravashi, Omali Ravhuna Barnosin, Hochiyam Amema, Hai Star Parasoy. You have a star that's written in Persian, the Chasmila Sahadi Yisrael, that Yiddish Edom, Jewish Edom signed on it. Magvirim beim Meshabdi. You collect from Meshabadim. And that also is Mavurim Dafir Aleph, that if it's Jewish Edom signing it, that's what makes the star. Who cares written in Persian? The star is called a Jewish star, and you collect from Meshabadim. But Frank the Gemara, I have a different problem. How could they sign that star? But they don't know how to read it. But the Yad, the Amor says, no, they don't know how to read it. But Bidin Ksav Shein Yochel Azdayev. If it's written in a Persian star, so probably was not written on a cloth, on a parchment, that's forged free. Forgery free. No, but I'm going to feed some. No, you scrubbed it with gall nuts, and that, I was saying gall stones the whole time. It was gall nuts, not gall stones. Gall nuts. Like with that feet on, I said gall nuts, good. So by feet on, it's gall nuts, and you scrubbed it with this, and therefore it's not going to be able to be forged. It says you have to, when you write a star, you have to chazer over, you do a recap, the last line. This way, no one can add anything on, because it's not in the recap. So what's the chiddush? If the star is perfectly fine, the only problem is made in Persian, what's the chiddush? You can tell me because you can't write a star in Lashon HaKadosh? No, then you have to have a career as a Torah in Lashon HaKadosh. Even that's I'm the Gemara, McGill, and other places in sight that's not so budget. But here, for sure, a star can be written in any language. It can be written in English. Well, what's the problem? Well, Mike Maslon, the Cholash of Kosher, Tanina, get your Kosher with Ivris, for Eid of Yvonis, Yvonis, for Eid of Ivris, Kosher, Ivro, two different languages. It's Kosher. So Gemara says, now even that, what's that chiddush of that brisa? That even if it's not the going language of the town, that's pashut. If English is the spoken language in America, there's no shaila about it, use the first star. The shaila is, what about the language? It's not the regular language. You write French in America. That's a shaila, that's good. Here, Persian was not the spoken language in Babel at that time. They spoke Aramaic. So still, you see in this brisa, so that's kosher. Ima he says it's having the middle of a gittin. Dafka by gittin, you think is kosher. Avas shar staris lo kamash v'lon. No, kamash v'lon. That even shar staris you could write in any language, even if it's not the regular spoken language that is the language of the makim. Still, it's kosher to use any language. The bottom line is we're saying a star pasar that has Jewish edim, it has a coil, and you collect mishabadim. The Gemara before in Daf Yud Aleph that talks about the star pasoi, there was a star pasoi that had goyish edim, but it was given over in front of edim asira of Eden. Therefore, it gets a kasher, even though it's a hedyot, it's kasher, but can't collect from a shabadim. Why? Because what you sign makes the coil. And there, it was signed by non-Jewish edim, and therefore, it only, and then Gemara kasher, even edim asira, they don't know how to read, says they know how to read. But upon him, that was edim asira just to certify that it's a good star. But it's not, but like a coil, you have to have Yiddish chasimus. Now we go to a new sugya. Omar Shmuel. Nosan lo nayar chalak. You gave the Isha a blank piece of paper. V'omar lo hareza gitech. This is a get. Migureshes. Halacha is migureshes. Chashin and Shem meimilim kosfu. We're worried maybe it was written meimilim. And meimilim sometimes gets swallowed up into the piece of cloth. And therefore, it was really written as get. And therefore, we're worried that maybe it's migureshes. Chashin meimilim kosfu. Now, Tosis points out, Stam, it's a pella, you can't say that when they gave it over, they saw, giving over a blank piece of paper, that wouldn't be a tzad, that's Megoresh's Vadais. Tosis has two mahalchim, what exactly is the case? He says, first of all, the halacha is, if someone says, I was Megoresh my wife, he's believed, because of Yod Legarsha. So here, when he says that I raised a gitech, even though we looked like to us that it was blank, but still we trust that really it was written meimilim, and it must have just got swallowed up later on. Or another pshat is that two edim read it before, and he saw it was a get. And then he put it back, he put his hands back in his pocket, and he took out this paper and he gave it to them. And it looked like to them that maybe it was a niyar cholak. And he says it's a raise a gitech, so we don't worry about it. We assume that he gave the get and didn't give a niyar cholak. We read it before. So therefore, right now the Gemara is nothing on. It's a get vadai, because since he's neman, it's biyadai, and therefore it's a good get. Someone says to his wife, I raise a gitech, here's a get, and they took the get, they threw it into the water, or the ar, into the fire, or anything that destroys it. And afterwards, the Baal says, the husband says, you know what, that star I gave you was a star pasimhu. It was not a get. It was a star pasim, which means a paper that shows that people owe him money. Sometimes you give a friend a star pass and looks like he's holding these notes that are worth millions of dollars. He's very rich. Or star amanu, or it's a star amana that I give someone a star that I owe you money just to hold on for the next hava. It's called star amana. Put it this way, it was not a get. The luck is megureshes. He cannot aser her. He gave her a get already and he said, raise a gidech. He cannot aser and say, oh, now it's a star passing. So time with the ksav, that's only because there was some kind of ksav here. Haleka ksav, loyitz, master, if you gave her a blank paper, you wouldn't be able to say this. What do you gain from the diyak? Because Rashi says, it would be a bigger chiddush. That Zog Rashi, the Ibn Ayah Chalok, Nami Rimagoreshes, Mechti, Tan Osla Shminon, that even though they didn't read it right now, it's still a get. It's still a get. Because we say that he gave the get, and we'll see, they read it before, but we say this was a get. And now he's claiming it's not a get, it's not here anymore. Say a bigger chiddush. Even if it looked like it was chalak when he gave it over, and now it's not here anymore. So say a bigger chiddush. Must be that Dafka has a ksav. Time with the ksav, like ksav loy. So Mar says, you're right. He come a Shmuel, when Shmuel says his halacha, you have to check it afterwards. En chanami, if you throw it right into the fire, then maybe in that case, you will not be neman. He come a Shmuel, the Vatkinilav Amaya Denaro. That they checked it in special water afterwards, if the words came out, palit. Beloy palit, lav klum was taka nothing. If the words come out, my hava, maybe when I gave it over it was blank and it's not a good get. My hava, hashu the palit. So, Shmuel nami chashin and kamar. Shmuel just meant, not as a vada get, it's chashin and kamar. It's only chashin that's a good get. Zok toisvis. Now you have to say you didn't check it. The chilei v'tkinah also be choishish. Miu vadi v'tkinah v'lei palal lavklum. If you check and there's nothing there, of course it's nothing. But we're saying now the Shmuel is saying chashinon. The case of the brisa is a vade a good get, but here where it was a nayar chalak taka, it's taka worse. It's only a suffik get. It's not a vade get. It's not only a suffik get. And what does a suffik get mean? So Rashi says suffik get means she'll be usher to marry a kohen, and if he dies, she will not be able to do yibum. It's chiletza esloy mesiravemes because it's suffik grushi. It's a suffik grushi enough to make a suffik. So right now what we're holding is she can marry someone else. No, she's not a get. If her husband dies, she can marry someone else. Actually, it's chalitza also because it's a suffik. It's only a suffik. The case if you give a get that it's said ksav, and we'll see soon that they read it first, and then now when they gave it over, he claims now they gave a star pasim. That, he's no power to do that. It's a full good get. Masha Inke, by a blank get, where it looks like it was a blank get, they didn't think it's a blank get, then it's only chashinon, and if you check it's nothing there, it's not even chashinon, like Tyson says. If you check it afterwards, you don't find any main milim in it, and it's taka blank, it's nothing. That's the halacha. Amar Ravina, Amar Li Ameima, Hachem Amreim Shredi Ravdimi, Hanu Beit Trey, Yav Gita Kamayo, two edim that you give again in front of them, Tzrichel Mekrai, you have to read the get. And it's a you have to read the get. And Echanami, before the Havamina that Fish Shmuel, it was a Vada get, and Toysa Tzad, that the Aiden didn't read it, that's not going like this halacha. But this halacha is that we pass like this a get that has to be given to in front of two Mesir. The Aiden Mesir have to read the get. Meisvei, Hareze Gitech. This is the bright we just learned. Hareze Gitech, when the Tosav of Zorcha Ziyam. You say Hareze Gitech, and she took it and threw it into the water. They threw it into the water or into the fire. Or he threw it into the water or fire. And he says, you know what? Shtar pasimu, shtar amana. It was a shtar chayiv, it was a shtar amana. It was no shaykhus. The loch is, megureshes lekamen al oisra. The loch is megureshes, and he cannot ask her. If you have to read the get, lebosta krui, mimach amala hachi. If they read it, they're saying, Edom always have to read the get. So Edom read the get. So Edom read the get. What's the havamina? He can say shtar pasim. They read the get. So the Gemara, the boss of the rather read the get. They read the get. The boss of the crew, Ayla Beyode. After he read the get, he put his hands back in his pocket, Vafke, and pulled it out. Maybe we choshish, maybe he took out a different star. Kamas Mulan, no, he's not trusted. Edim saw this and he said a raise a gitech. He's not trusted to change his mind. One more Gemara. Ahu Gabra, the Zorak La Gita Lebesu, Stam, just Tyson speaks out that Rabbi Tam's minig was that he had the Edim read it before and after. It says, Vayrugal Re, not the Rabbi Tam, Re, the Re. Vayrugal Re, licorice, Koydim Anasina, Ula Acha Anasina. That's what the Re's minig was in his base, Bezdin of Gitin, to read it before and after. He says, no Shilas. Ahu Gabra, the Zorak La Gita Lebesu, a person threw a get to his wife, Lebeni Dani. And it was her own house, so she's, but it landed between her barrels. And they couldn't find it. So and when they looked around, they found the mezuzah. It's a cloth for it. They found a mezuzah. Omer Rav Nachman, mezuzah beidani l'shicha. It's not common to find a mezuzah beidani. So it must be that paper that you threw. And the locus is not a get at all. So it's only found one mezuzah. Aval beis gimel, found two or three mezuzahs here. Midaho havoi, since there's two or three mezuzahs here, so it's very possible that Hanami Havoi, that the third one's here also, and the get just disappeared. And where's the get? The get to Emma Achbaram Shaklu, maybe the get was taken away. So here it's a Suffolk Megresh, not a Megresh, but a Suffolk Megresh is why. The first way we're saying is there's nothing here, and the only thing you found is a mezuzah, it must be that thing you threw. But once you find other things here, besides the thing you threw, so Lav Dafka is something that you threw. So therefore, just like the found all the mezuzahs here, so it could be all three mezuzahs here before, and the get taka disappeared. So therefore, it's enough to be a suffix megoreshes. So if there's only one, then it's nevadi not megoreshes. If there's other ones there, it's at least a suffix megoreshes.